Now, it's not going to surprise you too much to learn that veterans of war and conflict, well, they suffer from health conditions that aren't necessarily suffered by many other members of the population. We're talking about PTSD, we're talking about depression, and of course we're talking about substance abuse issues. Now, in Australia, there are nearly 200,000 veterans who are eligible for medical treatment, but we are only just seeing Australia's first specialised veterans unit being built. It's being built right now at Concord Hospital in Sydney's West. The upgrade's part of a $341 million funding boost to the hospital that was announced in the recent New South Wales government budget. Why on earth is this the first, taken so long, for the New South Wales government to implement these changes in terms of veterans care? Now, on the phone with me now is Dr. Brian O'Toole. He's the director of the Australian Vietnam Veterans Family Health Study. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Now, look, I am genuinely surprised that this is Australia's first specialised veterans unit. Why has it taken so long?
Oh, what a question. Look, poor veterans, they had a long history of attempts to help out, which don't seem to have done a great deal gained a whole lot of traction. For example, there were things like they started off with a Centre for Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, which then morphed into a Centre for, this is in Melbourne, a Centre for Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, then a Post-War Mental Health, and now it's called the Phoenix Centre, and it was part of a national unit. It was the Centre for Veteran and Military Health. And unfortunately, that didn't seem to go anywhere. It was after a few years, it was disbanded. And so the poor veterans have had a variety of initiatives, activities that have been set up to help, but they have all seemed to have foundered along the way. Sandy McFarlane is running a wonderful Centre for Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder down in Adelaide, but that's not necessarily directly aimed at veterans, although it was part of the national military and veteran health. It was a multimodal centre, one in Darwin, one in Adelaide, one in Brisbane, and what have you. But they've all sort of since fallen by the wayside. So I don't know. Look, one of the other things that happened after World War II, it was the veterans themselves, and in many cases there's a whole lot of deep wisdom within these guys. And one of the things that they were asking for was a sort of centre where you could have time out, not quite a holiday centre, but a time out centre. And that was was right on top of their wish list. But unfortunately, what happens? Well, some heads prevailed and they got a neurology unit instead. So it wasn't quite looking for the kinds of things. Look, the veterans' biggest problems are in the behavioural areas, particularly the substance use areas. Alcohol is their biggest problem. And, of course, post-traumatic stress disorder and depression. And now, these things just happen to everybody in the world. They're not unique to veterans, but they're certainly far more prevalent in the veterans. Our work with the Vietnam vets has shown that the prevalence rates are much, much, much higher, and particularly for things like post-traumatic stress disorder. And there really does need to be a dedicated centre that actually takes on the role of looking after the whole veteran, not just, he's his stomach problem in this unit, and here's his neurological problem in this other unit. There needs to, in medicine and general health, there are a whole series of specialists, but quite often what you need is a GP to bring it all together, to become the linchpin or the center point, if you like, of all of the activities. And that's exactly the kind of thing that veterans need. They need somebody who knows that they've been to a war zone, which in many cases, they just don't tell you.
No.
for a number of reasons. Look, I've spoken to veterans who've lived literally over the back fence from each other for 30 years and not known that each other was a veteran because they just don't talk about it. And they don't talk about it to the healthcare professionals unless they're very, very well known to them. So, yeah, there is an absolute need for people to bring these strands together and if you like, fire them into the right cannon for all of these problems. There needs to be a centralized point, a focal point, if you like, for these things. Now, the question, of course, is it's not just the veterans. We don't just want a neurology unit for the veterans, because we know that now that there are ripple effects of war service. And we know, certainly from our work with the Vietnam vets, that depression in the wives, 50% of veterans' wives have suffered from depression. I mean, that's outrageous, don't you think?
Absolutely.
And so I think that any unit that is not open and widely available to the families of veterans, I think, is also going to miss the point. You might be able to help the digger out, but there are all sorts of things that occur within the families. We've just, in fact, published a paper, which was one of the early, empirical demonstrations that post-traumatic stress disorder in a veteran will increase the risk of post-traumatic stress disorder in his children. Now, that's a bit nasty too, don't you think? So we've got ripple effects. Not only do you have the war service causing combat, the combat causing post-traumatic stress disorder, the PTSD, and alcohol and depression within the families, causing a whole lot of other things within the rest of the wider family. So, I mean, yes, of course, we desperately need some unit that brings all of these sorts of things together, that raises the consciousness, if you like, of the various treating professionals.
Well, Brian, we will have to leave it there, unfortunately, but fingers crossed that Concord Hospital unit will actually set a bit of a precedent for the future of veteran care in other hospitals. Thank you for your time this morning on Breakfast.
Oh, we do have, sir. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. That was Dr. Brian O'Toole there. He's the director of the Australian Vietnam Veterans Family Health Study, talking about the veterans unit at Concord Hospital, the desperately needed veterans unit at Concord Hospital, but also some remarkable statistics there. And I had no idea about intergenerational PTSD.